Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VII today. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 25th of November 1487, the Feast of St. Catherine, Elizabeth of York, Queen Consort of Henry VII and mother of one-year-old Arthur Tudor, was crowned Queen at Westminster Abbey. As I explained in yesterday's talk, Elizabeth's coronation celebrations had kicked off with a river procession from Greenwich to the Tower of London on the 23rd of November, followed by the creation of 11 Knights of the Bath, and then on the 24th of November, a coronation procession through the streets of London from the Tower of London to Westminster. 19th century historian Nicholas Harris Nicholas, in his memoir of Elizabeth of York, which is drawn from primary sources, writes of how on the morning of the 25th of November 1487, Elizabeth proceeded from her lodgings to Westminster Hall, dressed in what was described as a kirtle and mantle of purple velvet, furred with ermine laced in front, and wearing a gold circlet set with pearls and jewels on her head. She processed into Westminster Abbey under a canopy of state, walking on new ray cloth, which was ripped to pieces by the crowd to take home as souvenirs as soon as she'd walked over it. The Earl of Arundel bore the staff with the dove, the Duke of Suffolk bore the sceptre, and the Duke of Bedford bore the crown. Elizabeth was flanked by the bishops of Winchester and Ely, and behind her walked her sister Cecily, holding her train. Nicholas writes of how she entered the abbey by the west door and made her way to a seat near the pulpit. Her husband, the king, watched proceedings from a latticed stage, situated between the pulpit and high altar. And Nicholas goes on to state that her coronation was attended by 15 bishops, 17 abbots, 2 dukes, 12 earls, 2 viscounts, 20 barons, the heirs apparent of the Earls of Suffolk and Devonshire, the king's mother and the Lady Cecily, the queen's sister, 3 duchesses, 4 countesses, 7 baronesses, 31 knight bannerets, 150 knights, besides their wives and other gentlemen. But neither the Queen's mother nor any of her sisters, excepting Cecily, appear to have been present. Historian Amy Lysons, in her biography of Elizabeth of York, which I'd highly recommend, explains that at her coronation, Elizabeth was anointed twice before the huge assembly of nobles, once on the chest and once on the head, before receiving a ring for the fourth finger of her right hand, a gold crown, sceptre, and rod of gold. Elizabeth of York then processed from the abbey to Westminster Hall, where there was a sumptuous coronation banquet in her honour. Henry VII and his mother, Lady Margaret Beaufort, viewed the banquet from a lattice stage, which Nicholas says was erected out of a window on the left side of the hall. In the book Elizabeth of York, A. Ockerland lists the food served at the coronation banquet, which these dishes were recorded by a herald, and the lists are huge, so I'll just draw a few of them out for you. The first course included boar, venison, broth, pheasant, swan, crane, pike, heron, carp, kid, that's baby goat, rabbit, and fruit desserts, amongst other dishes. And then what was described as a subtlety with writing of ballads. Now, subtlety was usually an amazing display of marchpane pastry or spun sugar, which would be moulded into a building, a palace, a castle or something like that, or a creature, an animal. The second course, again, a huge list, but I'll pick some bits out. It included hippocras, broth, peacock, bittern, partridge, sturgeon, seal, quails, larks, crayfish, quince, marchpane, fritters, jelly desserts, castles made from jelly, and another subtlety. After the Garter King of Arms had proclaimed Elizabeth's titles and thanks had been given to her, it was time to wrap up the banquet with fruit and wafers, and then hippocras and wafers. Then, according to the records, the Queen departed with God's blessing and to the rejoicing of many a true Englishman's heart. It was the end of an extremely long day for the Queen. Now, Elizabeth of York was Henry VII's Queen Consort from their marriage in January 1486 until her death on the 11th of February 1503. Henry never remarried and he died in April 1509. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.